Welcome back to the show, everybody. This is the Shankly Sessions. Wolves nil, Liverpool one. Player ratings time. Let's begin. What a game. Unbelievable end to it. Although Liverpool had created a number of chances in the game, Wolves had a couple of half breakaway chances in the game as well. But Wolves were really so resolute. Liverpool at times just wave after wave of attack. But of course, a brilliant substitution by Klopp. On comes Divock Origi on 66 minutes. And of course, Liverpool fans, we would have felt the writing was on the wall. This man's going to pop up with a late winner, isn't it? It's just written in the stars at times when this man comes onto these difficult games. And we say it time and time again on the podcast, when you have a difficult situation where the team is sitting in, like Wolves, like Burnleys of this world, these type of teams are sitting in and you can't break them down, Divock is a great option to bring on because he's big and he's awkward and he's solid and he's very, very difficult to mark and always gives you a brilliant option. Fabulous goal as well, sent in by Salah, who got the assist. The Origi looked like he had loads of time to turn on the ball, turn, bang, left-footed straight in. And Liverpool run away with the 3 points and go top of the league, albeit for a few hours because we would expect Man City to beat Watford. Let's get into the player ratings. Alisson Becker, I'm going to give an 8 to for Alisson Becker today. Yes, he didn't have a lot to do today, but when called upon, he did the business. Made two really, really good saves and came out for an interception as well. So did his job today very, very well. Clean sheet for the team. So 8 for Alisson Becker. Trent, I gave an 8 to as well. I thought he was involved all the time, probing all the time. Probably spent more time in Wolves' half in the game than he did in his own half. And I thought it was brilliant the way he came around the track for Van Dijk when he made that error that time to cut out that opportunity. So, yeah, a little bit of defending there for Trent as well. But I thought he was really, really good. Some of the balls he played in were fantastic. He put balls on a plate for people today. And they just couldn't put the opportunities away. So an 8 for Trent today. Well done. Joel Matip, I also gave an 8 to as well. Looked more solid today in defence. Didn't make any mistakes really. But at times when he picks up the ball, I love the way he dribbles out of defence and goes, you know, like he takes 5 or 6 steps and the next thing he's on the 18-yard line for the opposition, trying to create something. So I like the way he takes the ball and has that confidence to dribble the ball out and try and create something. So an 8 for Joel today. 7 for Virgil today. Not his best day at the office at all. Made a couple of mistakes. Especially the one down near the corner there where he tried to flip it around and get clever and expose us there. But no big deal, just a little bit shaky today, so we'll give him a 7. Andy Robinson, I gave a 7 too. Struggled at times to beat the first man, you know, on some of those crosses and stuff like that. And one or two errors as well. I think the strength of Traore as well at times bothered him, you know. Obviously, Traore's a big guy as well, you know. Robbo wouldn't be that big, but maybe there's times where he should just drop off the guy there and get a little bit clever rather than trying to go toe to toe with him when he's that strong and that offensive. You know, just one or two little characteristic errors there, uncharacteristic errors, I should say, you know, compared to his performance midweek. But I suppose when you're playing 2 games in a week and 2 high level Premier League games in a week as well, there can be a little bit of a drop off. Jordan today. You know, at times he was just giving the ball away, he was trying little things and stuff like that. I gave him a 6 today. I don't think he was at his brilliant best. He didn't really control that midfield at times, and I think at times he was sloppy in possession as well. But I just think he struggled today, and I don't know what it was. I can't really put my finger on it, but just at times he just seemed out of the game. Thiago, I give an 8 to. I thought he was brilliant. He's definitely a shout for one of the man of the match. Give him an 8. Some brilliant sublime passing and stuff like that as well. And also had an opportunity to score but was unlucky. But always involved, always probing, always looking to pick out a player. His passing again was really, really good today. Really sharp. Always finding a player when the opportunity cropped up. Mane today, I gave Mane a 6 today. I don't think he was really in the game. kept on slowing down the attack a little bit and stuff like that. At times, he'd pick up the ball in a really, really good position, you know, and you're thinking, yeah, just drive in there, but kept on turning back all the time and stuff like that. So there was a kind of a little touch of negativity to his play today. I thought he could have done a lot better. And I thought that opportunity that he had, you have to put that away as well, don't you? That was a fantastic opportunity. Absolutely put on a play from, but unlucky. Jota, again, a couple of chances today, you know what I mean? Really good ones. The header at the far post, the one where he broke away, where Sa made the mistake, and the two players on the line. When you have that opportunity, I mean, he could have hit that first time. Both guys weren't on the line when he ran into the box with the ball and ran onto it. He should have just hit it straight into the net, like from that angle. It wasn't that hard an angle, really, and it was an open goal. But he sort of ran in with the ball and waited for the two guys at back. Cody with a brilliant block on the line, of course. But like, he had both sides of those players to put that away. And at that level, you have to look up and put that away, really. You know what I mean? So I gave him a 6 today. I thought he could have done a little better. I know the crowd was on his back a little bit as well. And he was probably anxious as well. He wanted to perform going back to his old side as well. So I gave him a 6. Mo, I gave a 7 today. I thought he was decent today. Obviously, he got cropped up for the assist at the death. But again, a number of chances as well. You know, when they presented themselves to him, he just didn't look his sharpest that he has been today. Could be a little bit of tiredness maybe kicking in. You know, he's already a lot of games under his belt this season. But, you know, unbelievable again with an assist, even though he didn't get the goal, pivotal to getting the win. Divock Origi came on, of course. I'm going to give Divock an 8. Once he came on, he got fully involved in the game, had a brilliant opportunity to score a goal. But then cropped up 94th minute, boom, ball in from Salah, takes a touch, turns, bang, back in the net. Absolutely clutch for him in those positions and in those times. I mean, how many of these goals have we seen him score now? So brilliant from Big Divock Origi. Love to see him coming on, love to see him involved in the squad and in the team all the time. Absolutely brilliant and going to be pivotal for us in January. Absolutely pivotal. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain came on, gave him a 7. Was decent, you know, did better than the guy he replaced. But again, at times, kind of drifts in and out of the game. And then last to come on, obviously, James Milner from Mo Salah. I didn't give him a rating, really. It was really only to run down the clock and just solidify the midfield, really. There was no thinking behind it at all. But this has been your player ratings. Wolves 0, Liverpool 1. The Reds go top of the league, albeit for a few hours. Head over to YouTube, Dynamo Podcast Network. You'll find us there, the Upper Tier Shankly Sessions. Spotify for audio versions of the show. You'll also get us on iTunes, Podbean, wherever you pick up audio versions of the show, you will find us there. And we will roll on now to the next game. Come on, you Red men. Let's do this.